what we found in this study is the overall ammonia concentrations in the room that was using the NMS system, they averaged about 2 parts per million ammonia. The control rooms, on the other hand, were running up around 6 parts per million. So about a 60% reduction. And I think it's significant that the control room had a ammonia concentration of over 5, because 5 parts per million is really kind of the red flag where we start to see some issues, you know, with effects on the pigs.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Through innovative solutions, cutting-edge research, and world-class experts, Boehringer Ingelheim helps producers operate with complete confidence. Learn more at bi-animalhealth.com. Ralco, proven science, practical results.
Welcome to the Swine Health Black Belt Podcast, the latest swine health research digested for you. My name's Dr. Clayton Johnson. I'm the host of the podcast. And joining me in our podcast studios for this week's episode is Dr. Mark Estien. Dr. Estien is a professor at Virginia Tech University with the Tidewater Agricultural Research and Extension Center. And Dr. Estien's done some pretty interesting research here lately. He's here to share with us on the effects of using a novel nitrogen management system to improve the air quality and subsequently improve the growth performance and health on nursery pigs. Mark, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It seems like you're working in an area of technology that may be unfamiliar to some folks out there in the audience. So let's start at a high level. Tell us kind of what this nitrogen management system is. What made you think about it? Introduce producers to the technology.
Okay. Well, thanks for allowing me to be here. The whole aim of the research was to improve the air quality in the barns, and by doing that, improve the health and productivity of the pigs. And basically, what we used was a system where the lagoon water that's being used to recharge the pits under the floors of the pigs is treated prior to entry into the building with this nitrogen management system. And basically, the lagoon effluent comes into the system. It passes through some microbes that convert ammonia to nitrate and nitrite, and therefore decreases the ammonia that's being emitted from the manure in the bottom of the pits. Basically what we did, we had our nursery facility at the research center set up such we had individual nursery rooms, and we used rooms that had the lagoon effluent treated with the nitrogen management system, and then we had rooms where we just used the straight lagoon effluent as the control. And
for more than 50 years, KT Pacer has built feed transportation equipment focused on quality, performance, and reliability. Today, we continue to innovate with our Flow Trailer platform, engineered for durability, lightweight performance, and easy maintenance. Designed to maximize on-farm efficiency and reduce total cost of ownership, KT Pacer trailers help feed operations move more, improve productivity, and spend less. KT Pacer, built to meet the demands of modern agriculture. Learn more at ktpacer.com.
What we did is we had 192 pigs, and we put the pigs in pens of 2 pigs each into these nursery rooms. And then within each of the NMS treated rooms or the control rooms, we also had pigs that received either a vaccination against mycoplasma or did not receive the mycoplasma vaccination. And our hypothesis there was that perhaps the, you know, the pigs that did not receive the mycoplasma vaccination, they would perform better than in that room, you know, where the air quality was better. So again, 192 pigs in this experiment. It went on for 4 weeks post-weaning. And basically what we showed is that lagoon effluent coming in before it was treated with the NMS system had a concentration of ammonia in it of like 720 milligrams per liter. So it was pretty high. And the air quality was enhanced by that system. So what we found in this study is the overall ammonia concentrations in the room that was using the NMS system, they averaged about 2 parts per million ammonia. The control rooms, on the other hand, were running up around 6 parts per million. So about a 60% reduction. And I think it's significant that the control room had a ammonia concentration of over 5, because 5 parts per million is really kind of the red flag where we start to see some issues, you know, with effects on the pigs and the caretakers. And basically what we saw in terms of growth performance and some of the physiological measures that we did is over the course of the 28-day trial, the rooms that were in, or the pigs that were in the treated rooms, they grew about 8% faster, consumed about 9% more feed, which that increased feed intake is consistent with some earlier work that had been done at other universities, where pigs that were exposed to high ammonia concentrations tend to exhibit reduced feed intake. So that was all consistent with that. What I think is most important, though, is that the real beneficial effects, the most extraordinary effects, were seen the first week after weaning. Okay, from day 0 to 7, we got about a 50% increase in average daily gain. Feed intake was increased about 16%. And also during that first week, we saw an enhanced feed efficiency of around 33%. So it all makes sense to me in that, you know, weaning is a very stressful event in the life of a pig. And anything that you do to add on to that stress of weaning is going to, you know, compromise performance. So in this case, they had better air quality after weaning, so they had one less stressor, and it was evident in the fact that they had better growth performance. We also, at the end of the 28-day trial, we collected blood from all of these pigs, and what we saw is what you would anticipate in terms of some respiratory effects of the high levels of ammonia, in that the pigs that were in the control room, the room that was not treated with the NMS, they had higher levels of white blood cells, higher levels of eosinophils and monocytes, all of these things consistent with some respiratory distress. So that was basically what we found. And, you know, I think it's from a, you know, an application standpoint, you know, we're doing something to enhance the welfare of the pigs, decreasing the ammonia. They're going to have better growth performance, better well-being, but also the people that are going into the barns to work, the environment, you know, they're exposed to the same air quality that the pigs are exposed to. So in this case, we're enhancing the air quality that these caretakers are exposed to as well.
certainly an important component of it. I mean, making farms a more worker-friendly place is going to help us in a lot of areas. Mark, if there's folks out there that are in a deep pit situation where maybe they aren't flushing, is there an application towards the same management process in a deep pit? I mean, is it an additive I can add in, or does the slurry need to flow through something for the actual process to happen?
Yeah, at this point, this system is most applicable to farms in my neck of the woods in the southeast part of the country that use, you know, outside anaerobic lagoons and are bringing the water back in, or the lagoon effluent back in to be treated. You know, that's probably going to be the best application of this technology at this point. You know, at some point, though, the deep pit issue would be something really good to look at.
Last question here, Mark. Is this system something a producer can turn on and turn off? Say I've got a value proposition, but as you mentioned, it's focused mostly at one stage in the pig's life. Is it a situation where I can use this system for a period of weeks or months, but then as the pigs get into a different point of their life where, you know, the value proposition isn't the same or my concerns are less for whatever reason, can I turn it on, turn it off? Or is it something when I install in my barn, it's there, it's doing it all the time, there's no on and off functionality?
You know, that's a good point you brought up, because this study, what we have really focused on initially is the nursery pigs. But I think this system has application all the way up through grow finish as well, because, you know, as pigs start to get larger, they're eating more of those ammonia concentrations in a barn, particularly some older barns where the ventilation might not be as good as what we see in some of the really modern facilities. I think there'd be some benefit in grow finish hogs as well. And I also think there could be some benefits in terms of the breeding barn. You know, work at Purdue years and years ago showed that high levels of ammonia impacted the onset of puberty in gilts and some other reproductive measures. So decreasing the ammonia in those type situations, I think, would be very beneficial as well.
It's really good information, Mark. A lot of practical application out there, and not just for barns in the southeast. I can assure you there's folks that use flush, you know, throughout the Midwest and really all over the world. So it's excellent research. It's got great value proposition, and I can't thank you enough for coming on and sharing that with the audience.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, we couldn't do it without the audience, Mark, so we should thank them. You know, thanks to all the folks out here who are listening, who are subscribers to the podcast. We really appreciate your support. If you know folks that aren't subscribing to the podcast and may get value out of it, please send this episode to them. Push them towards our website, swinehealthblackbelt.com, where they can find this episode and all our other good episodes we put out every Friday. For Dr. Mark Estienne, I'm Dr. Clayton Johnson. It's been a pleasure to spend some time with you, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.